This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's 30 years since the start of a crippling strike by coal miners in Britain over mine closures. The strike turned out to be a turning point for the UK's coal industry and for Britain's labor movement. The miners lost that battle, and hundreds of mines were mothballed. Two of the last three now face closure. But why did Britain decide to stop digging? Was it about coal or was it political? As part of our series Coal Play, our veteran correspondent Stephen Beard reports from the former coal fields of South Yorkshire.
A brass band leads a small procession marking the 30th anniversary of the miners' strike and mourning what has been called the political assassination of a great industry. Ex-miner Mike Clark says coal mining was murdered by the Prime Minister of the day, Margaret Thatcher.
She will do everything she can to break the working class of Great Britain.
And you think that's what the pit closures were about?
Yes, I do.
The miners believe that Thatcher was out to crush their union, the country's most powerful and militant. Christine Rawson, who was brought up in a mining village.
It was an identified agenda set out by the Thatcher government that she would redress the balance back in favour of capitalism, that unions would not gain strength and would lose strength.
We have to bring about a fair and just balance between a man's right to withhold his labour.
The late Thatcher's plan to curb union power was right, claims Oxford professor Dieter Helm. Before she came to office, Britain was crippled by more than 2,000 strikes a year.
There was a general consensus that trade union power had basically reached a level that the British economy could no longer really function.
And he says the pit closures were also driven by the high cost of deep pit mining.
That contraction of the coal industry was economically correct. It had to happen. It was going to happen. It would have happened anyway.
The international trade in coal grew fast in the 1980s. Andrew Angus at the Cranfield School of Management says Britain's deep mines couldn't compete with cheap imports.
Inexpensive supplies of high-quality coal from open-cast mining in South Africa, Australia, at the US began to compete away the UK's coals market.
And then he says there was the issue of energy security. Thatcher claimed it was safer to rely on foreign coal than on the output of British miners. She once called them the enemy within. In South Yorkshire, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our Marketplace's PM show later today. Stephen goes to a village next to one of the old pits to check in 30 years later. And tomorrow morning, he'll examine pressure for the UK to reopen some of its deepest coal mines. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.